Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Arise, Do Not Be Afraid.
From the second book of Samuel, we hear David lamenting the death of his son. David the king was shaken and went up to the room over the city gate to weep. He said as he wept, My son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you, Absalom, my son. Then from the Gospel of Mark, a desperate father meets Jesus, hoping Jesus can heal his dying daughter. Seeing Jesus, the official pleaded earnestly with Jesus, saying, My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her that she might get well and live. Then there was a woman afflicted with a hemorrhage. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She thought to herself, If only I can touch the hem of his clothes, I will be cured. She did. Then Jesus said, Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. You have been cured. Finally, Jesus entered the official's house, even though all the people urged him to go because apparently the girl had died. Disregarding this message, Jesus said to the father, Do not be afraid, just have faith. Then he said to the little girl, I say to you, arise. Reflecting on these readings, I have recalled the times in my life when I felt desperate or alone, so in need, that I was moved to cry out like in the psalm today, Listen, Lord, answer me. I can think of a few of these occasions in my life. You can think of some in your own life as well, I am sure. I can recall, for instance, the time 46 years ago tomorrow, February 2nd, when I got a call from my mom saying that Dad had had a sudden fatal heart attack, dropped dead on arrival at the hospital. He was 59. Shock, disbelief, unbelievable pain. Listen, Lord, answer me. Think of your own grief in times of the death of a loved one. Then there are the major disappointments. What are they? Just recently, I and my two teammates were at the Minneapolis airport ready to check in for our trip to Australia. Nick was processed and good to go, but both Mike and I were denied processing. Even after all of the time and effort, vaccinations, records, COVID tests, travel documents, visas, all approved, still not enough. The country was closed to us because we were not Australian citizens. Shock, dismay, heart-wrenching, separation, confusion. We said a very quick goodbye, and that was the end of it. Listen, Lord, and answer me. What kind of disappointments have you gone through? These two examples in my life, so painful to me, are still very, very far from the grief and despair suffered by so many all over the world. I have the image, for instance, of the people at the airport in Kabul a few months ago. The images of neighborhoods in southern USA completely leveled by a tornado. Images of Haitians as they attempted to cross into our border being whipped by mounted vigilantes. And on and on. In the reading today, grief-stricken David laments the death of his son, Absalom. A desperate woman touches the hem of Jesus' garment. A synagogue official, numb with anxiety and worry, begs for Jesus to help his dying daughter. Times of death, moments of pain and suffering can make us bitter, but they also have the capacity to anchor us even more securely in the arms and security of God. Yes, the Lord listens to us, but God also wants us to listen to the words of Jesus. Today, for instance, to the girl's father, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." And to listen to what Jesus says to the little girl, "Arise, arise. Your faith has saved you. You have been cured." Let's carry these thoughts with us today. God bless. Amen.